Wow, what a beautiful hymn. Beautiful people singing beautifully. Praise the Lord. Well, Torrance United, First United Methodist Church. I am Alma.
I am Richard.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Magandang magandang umaga po sa lahat. Yes, we're gonna start our slide. So today, from the scripture that being read, we would like to share with you tahanan that would serve as a shelter for a distressed soul and home for searching spirit. So there are about 720 migrant workers from Southeast Asian countries in Taiwan, represent about 3% of the country's population. Early this year, there are around 200,000 Filipino workers in Taiwan who work away from home. Okay, so in the slide, you can see our pictures, and in our ministry, I am I am the minister for administration and Christian education for these migrant workers.
I am also a minister for congregational development and pastoral care for migrant workers, especially Filipinos.
Yeah, we are your global missionaries from the Board of Global Ministries. Next slide, please. We have two children that in the pictures, Karis Dorothy and Kadash Matthew. They are 18 and 16 years of age. They are in the Philippines now, having their vacation also. And yes, next slide. So our Tahanan Ministry serves as the home for distressed soul and shelter for searching spirit among these Filipino migrant workers who need a shelter, a refuge, where they can seek hope, courage, and inspiration to survive while working away from their real home. So in this slide, you can see the red print, red color, it's where our ministry is located. It's the southern part of Taiwan. Next slide, please. So being alone, the dilemma of dealing relationship with children as absentee parents and homesickness often strikes among these migrant workers in Taiwan. So thus, next slide please. Whenever they see an airplane, they are nostalgic and their hearts beat with longings of going home to see and to be with their loved ones. So with this context, I am responsible for promoting church events and keeping track of attendance on financial records. Next slide, please. Next. And next. I also produce liturgies on programs for our weekly services and special occasions. Next slides. I also prepare curriculum for our small groups for weekly gatherings. By the way, our small groups, we call them life groups. So each group has its name. So these are the life groups that we have that gather in different locations in our area. Next slide. So most of them are male because of the factories. The workers, most of them are male. And I also provide ministry, especially with the women in the church. Next slide.
Yes, we know that migration is one of the most pivotal problems in our society today. Do you agree on that? Mainly peoples from poor countries migrate to rich countries in search for a better life. Despite good and high educational attainment at their home countries, like Filipino migrants in Taiwan, they only fall into hard labor as factory workers. fishers, caregivers, caretakers, gardeners, and other skilled works. Other than being hard laborers, these Filipino migrant workers could not escape from the vicious employer and broker who always considered as villains to them. Most of them find migration so difficult because of various kinds of abuse that made them broken, wounded, and some are at risk. Next slide, please. Next slide, please. My very tasks are to lead in congregational worship as in preaching. Next slide, please. I provide intense counseling. You can see at the picture. The center picture is that that migrant worker suffer from anxiety and going to depression. Visit the sick workers. Next slide, please. Make referrals to social service agencies as needed and provide free transport to hospitals and offices. Next slide, please. You can see the picture in your left that the migrant worker, he was in his dorm. He was suffers from a chemical spill, acid chemical spill. And that company, the company hide that situation because they don't want to give a penalty or huge amount to the government. So that migrant worker call us and then we help the migrant worker. And by God's grace, he's okay now.
So as tahanan, we offer opportunities for mutual support and holistic care. So like bringing migrant workers to hospital, I personally do the conversation with the doctor pertaining health matters of these migrant workers, because before I became a minister, I finished medical technology, and so I could diligently and carefully explain the diagnosis and medical advice to the patients, since the doctors in Taiwan only use medical terms, and so I can translate this into Filipino to the Filipino migrant workers. You know, one day, Richard and I brought sick migrant worker to the hospital. I experienced racism or discrimination with a physician. Because during our conversation, the doctor was so mad at me because I cannot speak Chinese well. And we don't have somebody with us that could act as a translator for him. But you know, this doctor, most of the doctors in Taiwan are fluent in English. So eventually he can really talk to me in English. But still he discriminated me. But you know, I stood up on my own special right. But eventually we left the hospital with hurt feelings.
That is indeed an awful encounter. Well, doing mission work among Filipino migrants in Taiwan is intertwined by more challenges more than I imagine. First 3 years as your missionary of our church, United Methodist Church, unexpectedly, I was burned out and I felt distressed. And eventually, it was developed to anxiety. And then I lost focus. However, when I identified that very condition, I went back to the basic of spirituality. As I remember my calling, that I promised to God to do His work as called and told to do so. I enhanced my prayer life and meditation of the Word of God to grant me more passion and love for His people, especially of these migrant workers. Since quiet time with God is the strength of my soul, and the breath of my spirit, I also practice proper breathing exercises. Connecting with nature and walking at the park while holding hands with my wife is a great relief. In addition, whenever I do household chores, I enjoy conversing with God, telling Him anything about the ministry. I am literally talking alone with seemingly there's someone in there listening to me. It's strange, right? But it helps.
As global missionary couple, we are aware that there are many challenges that will come our way. One thing we are certain of, as we experience emotional pain, we just remind ourselves that it is part of engaging in Christ's mission. In circumstances we face, we celebrate with honor the life of Christ when He did His mission to the persecuted ones. The love of Christ in mission cannot be paid off by pain, but only through the unfathomable and unconditional love to all, especially to the marginalized ones.
We, your missionaries, who work for migrant workers, establish tahanan. Tahanan is a Tagalog word for home. It is a home in English, or home ministry. For many years now is to create a tangible home while they are away from the real home. Our heartbreak, headache, and even our prayers are not enough to console the pain and suffering of our people. However, as servants of home ministry or tahanan ministry, we will not give up and not loosen our guard to help and support through permissible means for the welfare of migrant workers. Christ suffers and feels the pressing pain of those who experience injustice of all sorts. Migrant workers are on the top listing who encounter suffering due to homesickness and unjust treatment from employer and labor broker. Yet they are enduring to survive. This endurance with patience inspires us to continue the mission of work that God has entrusted to us as your missionaries in the midst of pain and anguish.
So this time we would like to share with you a video of testimonies, a few of the many Tahanians, we call our members Tahanians. And this would show to you, would tell you how Tahanan has empowered them and transformed their lives in many ways. So please watch. Praise God. So those are a few of the many. Our members, 99% of them come from the Roman Catholic faith. So with these results or outcome, success stories of our ministries, Tahanan must move forward, isn't it? Do you agree with that? That we must move forward to be a shelter of distressing soul and searching spirit. And in moving forward, we need you as our partners. Amen? Because everyone is called by God to be part of His mission, particularly to the vulnerable ones, just like these migrant workers. Next slide, please. In John chapter 6, verse 9, reminds us about the little boy who initiated from among the crowd to offer what he has for everyone to eat. And thousands of people are fed and satisfied. We know this story very well. So indeed, the gesture of this little boy has been a model for all people around the globe to share help to save life. Similarly, your support, next slide please, is a piece in a puzzle to back us up in our work in the mission field of Christ, to lead these migrant workers find what their souls and spirits are searching. Next slide please. So friends, brothers and sisters in the Lord here in Torrance First, do not allow the great commission of Christ that says, therefore go and make disciples. Next slide, please. Becomes, therefore go home and never do well. Thank you very much, and God bless us all.